Hundreds of thousands of people remain besieged in the war-ravaged country, and 3 million live in areas that humanitarians call hard to reach, Jan Egeland told reporters in Geneva. This is, in fact, a significant improvement on the situation at the start of the year. What's intolerable, the UN Special Advisor said, is the continued lack of access to these vulnerable communities. Nearly all of them are in government of Syria-controlled areas.
It is possible to reach all of these areas, of course, and we did, importantly, last week reached 25,000 civilians in the region that is having most besieged areas now, Eastern Ghouta, next to Damascus, in rural Damascus, east of the city. But most of the people in Eastern Ghouta, hundreds of thousands there, besieged, we haven't reached for many months.
Just as alarming, the UN Special Advisor warned, is the recent surge in attacks against civilians in areas of the country not covered by a ceasefire agreement. Aerial attacks have targeted at least 5 hospitals and health workers in opposition-held Idlib in northwest Syria, Jan Egeland said, as well as Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor to the east, where ISIL fighters are being pushed out.
Of course, we cannot in any way tolerate the heavy toll on civilians and on medical and humanitarian workers just because they live under or next to designated terrorist groups. These groups have violated every humanitarian and human rights standard there is, but fighting them cannot end up hurting these people twice through indiscriminate attacks.
With millions of people at risk of attack, Jan Egeland appealed for warring parties to set up a workable early warning system to protect civilians and humanitarian workers. Such a scheme, which has been observed in many other conflicts but not in Syria, raises the threshold for an attack, the UN Special Advisor explained. It would be coordinated by the UN or the Red Cross, which would provide the exact coordinates of locations that should not be targeted by an attack. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.